Traveling Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith. Each week we look at upcoming events around the state. Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. Hope you and everyone listening is having a great day. We're going to take a look at some fun things going on. It is the last weekend in May, first weekend in June.
Yeah.
Because, well, yeah. Anyway, you guys can figure it out. So let's take a look at what's going on throughout the natural state. The Ozark Folk Center State Park in Mountain View hosts a reserved seating concert featuring Carlene Carter on May 31st. Carlene Carter is the daughter of country music legends June Carter and Carl Smith, of course, the stepdaughter of Johnny Cash and the granddaughter of Mother Maybelle Carter of the original Carter family. Carlene's own career started in the late 1970s when she went to England to record her acclaimed self-titled debut album with help from Graham Parker and the Rumor. She later co-wrote hit songs for Emmylou Harris and the Doobie Brothers and found success in her own TV shows on VH1 and TNN. While she is often referred to as country music royalty, and I love this so much, she simply calls herself Carter Girl. Tickets start at $20. This will be a great concert, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And speaking of music, you can head to Eureka Springs for the annual Rhythm and Blues Weekend on May 31st and June 1st. Enjoy live music in Basin Spring Park. This year's performers include Tony Redman, Jeremiah Johnson, Brick Fields, and Rich McDonough. May 31st through June 1st is also the date for the Eureka Springs Mustang Days, which are held at the Pine Mountain Village. There will be Mustangs of every model, every year, customized, stock, and whatever else one can do to a Mustang to make it their own. The event will be jam-packed with different activities ranging from a get-together to a cruise to a parade and more. So it's like Music and Mustangs weekend in Eureka Springs.
Yeah.
The Mid-America Science Museum in Hot Springs is hosting Magnificent Me through 2019. Now, this is a spectacular traveling exhibit. Our bodies are marvelous machines, and Magnificent Me uses interactive exhibits to explore the blood, guts, bones, brains, senses, and mechanics that make us us. The exhibit explores muscles and bones, hearts and lungs, digestive systems, and brain and nerves. It is presented by the National Park Medical Center and is done with a partnership with the Discovery Network. Now, this was designed by the Carnegie Science Center, and as I said, it's a temporary traveling exhibit. I have seen this at a different museum. Let me tell you, if you have children or grandchildren who love icky stuff, you need to take them. You need to take them to the Mid-America Science Museum anyway, because I was there just a couple of months ago, and it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
But this is a really, really great traveling exhibit. You learn, but it's really fun, too. So check that one out. And finally, Village Creek State Park in Wynn is offering a golf cart safari on May 31st. Now, I will say, this is one of my absolute personal favorite things to do in any of our state parks. Participants load up on golf carts after the sun goes down and heads to the golf course at the ridges at Village Creek. The golf course is completely different after dark. You can join the park interpreters to discover the animals that come out when the golfers go home, as well as historical information about Crowley's Ridge, the Native Americans that called the area home, and the importance astronomy played in the lives of the early cultures that called Crowley's Ridge home. Seriously, this is just one of my favorite things to do at Village Creek State Park, and they do it every couple of months, so if you have some time on the evening of May 31st, you should. It's totally worth the drive to the park to do this. Now, to find out more about these events and everything going on throughout the natural state, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Mark. Everybody have an awesome day.
Kim Williams is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism. She joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events around the natural state. You can hear Travel in Arkansas on demand and sign up for our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.